morning, ladies. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is July the 7th, 2020. Now, I had something yesterday, kind of blew. I have Professor Joe on with me as my guest today. But yesterday, I got blown out at the Dollar General store, and they're telling me that the Federal Reserve has issued them a deal, which they put on their counter, that said there's no more coins, and that next month they're going to pull the cash, and everything's going to be credit debit is facing us. Now, I was at a second Dollar General because the first one didn't have one thing that I needed. I go to another one. They're telling me the same thing. They went to the bank to get change, and they told them, no, there's no more coins. When they run out, they're out of circulation. Now, Joe, you want to add a few things to this, but we've also got a deal where someone's being charged for trying to keep a bunch of protesters out of their yard. But that said, Joe, you want to explain?
All right. Well, Stu is referring to, he's referring to Mark McCluskey of St. Louis. And to refresh your memory, what happened is that he is a lawyer that really actually stands up, helps out with the down and outers and those whose civil rights have been violated. And what happened, for whatever reason, he lives in a gated community, and they were invaded by Black Lives Matter. Now, the way the gated community is situated, all you got to do is break down the gate, and the main road is his driveway. So in other words, it was maybe about 40 feet from his kitchen, and he was having lunch when they heard this smashing and bashing and yelling and screaming, and they went outside, and there was a group of people, mostly young, Black Lives Matter, protesting against their wealth. So they sounded like that they, because they had full body armor, some of them had pistols, some of them were inserting clips and cocking the gun. And so he ran inside, he and his wife, they got a gun because the police wouldn't be there in time. So he with the gun, he did not point it at them because I watched the video very carefully. He never pointed the muzzle at any of them, but he threatened that, get off my property, get out of here, I have a right to defend myself. Well, what has happened is that the district attorney has decided to prosecute him for aggravated assault. It's called brandishing. I don't think that they'll get away with it, but it's going to cost him a pretty penny, maybe about $30,000, because that's what it usually costs when you go to the courts. So in other words, it is something that we have to look forward to, because what these people do is that they intimidate, then back off and try to draw you in to some sort of violation of their rights. And the way that the courts are going now, they're owned by those people behind Black Lives Matter, like George Soros. So that's what Stu is referring to, and we have these events that are happening very quickly, and now one of them is maybe no coin and going to the chip. Go ahead, Stu.
Well, you know, this thing about the money, I mean, we all know, based on the fact of this coronavirus. Now, listen to this, folks. Coronavirus, remember, 5G was setting people's brains, shrinking their brains, causing double periods on nurses and 100 women in Bakersfield, and they got it buried. Now, they were having the brain shrink, and they said, oh, the coronavirus, this is an example. Somebody's brain shrunk, bleeding out of their ears, went into convulsions, died, but their lungs were all lit up with something. That's called chemtrails. The chemicals are dumping in the air, lightens up, 5G. All of a sudden, we've got a surge in coronavirus, because no one wants to be locked down anymore. So everybody's got to wear masks. All this crap. Think about it. Is it the 5G cranking everybody up? Sprint's got double 5G running right now across this country. Now, we got that. Reality has to be stopped. We got politicians out of control, need to be arrested. They're coming with a needle Bill Gates and his WHO organization and all this, and Fauci think that they're going to put a needle in everybody with a credit debit chip in it and a DNA changer to make you hate God. Now, you talk about revelations being fulfilled and the mark of the beast, and then I hear about this coin thing from two different clerks. I'm going, oh, my God. And then I got to confirm someone just published an article yesterday. I'll put up on my site. It's talking about all the merchants being told there's not going to be any more coins. In 2 months, the cash will be off the streets. Credit debit cards. Are we coming for the mark of the beast? Yep. And I say we have an election coming. We had a revolution on July the 4th at one time. We can have another one. It's called arrest politicians, arrest judges, arrest everybody. If the day comes, folks, there's 100 million of us that are patriotic out here and ex-military that can go kick their butts. And I think citizens arrest is the proper way to do this. Because when they come to chip everybody, that's it. That's it. You take that and you're going straight to hell. Now, Joe, you want any comments on this?
Well, what Stu is referring to is called dispensationalism. A lot of it has been discredited. However, there are parts of dispensationalism that is still applicable today, particularly around the mark of the beast. What I tell people is to, if you want to get into prophecy using the Bible, go read Revelation 12, and that'll give you a summary. And whether or not there will be the chipping through the vaccination or further down the line other kinds of chipping, I can guarantee you they're going to have to find a way, and they will, in my opinion, to where everybody has to take the vaccine, the Bill and Melinda Gates vaccine. But in that vaccine will be small little tiny things that aren't good for us and will kind of make us a slave in our thinking and in our doing. And this is the most frightening part of it all, is what that can do. In other words, there's going to be a time, and it involves, think of the movie The Matrix, and that will give you an idea of where you have the elite of the world combining up with high technology so that they can live forever, and there will only be maybe 500 million of the commoners living on Earth, and they will be more or less just robots. And so it's happening very quickly, many of these things, so just keep your eye on the news and follow with that idea. Go ahead, Stu.
Well, I think you summarized it. Made an excellent point of it. And us as Christians, you're a believer, I'm a believer. Folks, you talk about warring angels. God will give them to you, and you go war against the enemy. You better start praying. You better start getting serious about this and get your guns locked and loaded. I want to remind everybody, back around 2000, late 90s, I think it was, they started putting trigger mechanisms that would die out in ammo. So if you got old ammo, a year old, it's probably no good. Take it out and use it for target practice. A lot of it won't work. Get yourself some fresh ammo now. There's going to be a shortage of it. We'll get it so it'll be active. We've got arrests. We're going to have to pull on every politician in America and shut them down. I don't see anybody working for us except Johnson, what's his name of Ohio? There's three or four of them up there. Gats, Jim Jordan, and Nunes. One of them became the governor. Nunes and DeSantis. One of them became the governor of Florida. Keep him in. He's a good guy. The rest of them, the congressmen, senators, all have to be arrested. You'll see after the election, you'll see the voter fraud, you'll see the confusion and cluster that they're going to make, because their agenda is to keep masks on everybody and to bring about their new world order. and it deals with Satanism, pure, unadulterated Satanism. And we're at that point. So, Joe, you want to make any last comments on anything?
Well, I would say to people, yes, it's a good idea to get a gun, if you can get it, because the gun sales are off the chart, and you may not even be able to get any ammunition, because police departments have been purposely neutered. People's jobs are vanished because of the COVID virus shutdown, of which they didn't have to do. It was a fake. And thousands upon thousands of businesses have gone out of existence. That means the economy is down in the toilet, and things are not looking good. And they all do it in the name of Bill and Melinda Gates's COVID virus scare. And it was a lie. Wearing the masks makes it even worse. You shouldn't even be doing it. And furthermore,
explain the mask. Go ahead, but explain about what happens to your body when you wear these masks.
Well, what happens is your carbon dioxide builds up, and if you have heart arrhythmias and other problems, well, you're going to be taking in more CO2 into your body than is good for you. So the problem is that these people have the high ground in propaganda. If you so choose to buy a gun, please make sure that you take classes, make sure you know the law, so that you do not end up like Mark McCloskey, who is a lawyer. And I will tell you, this is going to be asymmetrical warfare in this revolution that is going on now. This is a Marxist revolution, a Maoist revolution. And what they're doing now is that they show up in a pack on one individual like Mark McCloskey. They're coming out to the suburbs, to the houses, and they intimidate. And the intimidation is real. And so this is what we're going to be facing, and this is why people are now buying guns. But if you buy the gun, make sure you know the laws, get trained with it, know how it operates. Don't be like Mark McCloskey, because he just had just barely enough knowledge of how to operate the gun. Go ahead, Stu.
Well, I think we've said it all today. We got a show coming up tomorrow if you want to join Jim Fetzer and I, because Jim's got some powerful stuff to put out. Let's coordinate in with this cashless society. I mean, I was blown out by that. I said, oh, my God. And I got a guy sitting there behind me or next to me. He says, oh, yeah, this is the beginning of the mark of the beast. I said, you're right. I said, we're going to have to arrest all these politicians. By the way, in case anybody hadn't heard this, I want to repeat it. I think I've said it before. Tonic water, folks. Tonic water. They're giving the patients in nursing homes in the state of Missouri for over 40 days a shot a day of tonic water because it has quinine in it. The same stuff that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, took in pill form along with a bunch of other people in Washington. But you don't have to take it in pill form. You just drink tonic water. They're giving patients in nursing homes in Missouri tonic water for 40 days. They know something. They're not telling us. Joe, you have anything else, Dad?
Nothing else.
Okay. I hope you come on tomorrow with Jim and I at 11. About 11. I thank you for the update. Appreciate it. Have a good one. Thank you, folks. Thank you, Joe.